Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 633. Visible translated text is as follows of 4,374 gross. Now, there is another little slip of paper. Defts X. 4A. Here that requires one of the most complicated calculations of this entire financial, and I will explain it. It shows the repack, and I notice an error on it here. It says here 417, when it ought to be 418. In other words, it goes from 417 through 424. That repack is gotten up by Miss Eula May. You will notice it is O.K., quote, D by her. Miss Eula May Flowers, the forelady, packed that. That is the amount of pencils used in our assortment boxes or display boxes. That is one of the tricks of the trade. When we have some slow mover, some pencil that doesn't move very fast, we take something that is fancy and put some new bright-looking pencil with them, with these slow movers. That is a trick that all manufacturers use. And in packing these assortment boxes, which are packed under the direction of Miss Flowers, we send into the shipping room and get some pencils which have already been packed, pencils that have been on the shelf a year for all we know, and bring them in and unpack them and repack them in the display box. Therefore, it is very necessary in figuring out this financial sheet to notice in detail the amount of goods packed and just how many of those pencils had already been figured on some past financial report. We don't want to record it twice, or else our total will be incorrect. Therefore, this little slip, Defts X4A, showing the amount of goods which were repacked is very necessary. That was figured by me, and was figured by me on that Saturday afternoon, April 22nd. There were 18 gross of 35X pencils selling for $1.25, 18 gross for $22.50. It shows right here. I figured that out. That is my writing right down there. 18 gross, 35X, $1.25, $22.50, 10 gross of 930X, figuring at $2.50, $293.